Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw, and on today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about luck.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
And Stelly's going to start, because he's the one that inspired this, and...
Yeah.
I've got a lot to say on
yeah.
luck, so I can't wait.
So somebody, here's the deal. Somebody asked me, what role does luck play in startup success? And my answer, that question was not that difficult for me. I was like, I think it does play a role. How much is so difficult to say. You know, how you define luck and the context around what you view as luck versus what you view as just opportunity that you were prepared for. It's a very individual way of how you interpret events in life and yada, yada, yada. And eventually I was like, you know, I do think it plays a role there. There's some luck involved. How much? It's so tough to quantify. I don't know. And then he asked me, okay, can you share some times where you think you were lucky and that really turned into a big success? And I was not able to answer that question. I was like, you know what? That's a great question. I'm sure there are some examples. I need to think about this, but I don't have anything instantly that I can think of.
So... okay, so let's just define it. In Google, it says luck. When I type in luck, it says the noun is success or failure apparently brought by chance rather than through one's own actions. And the beef I have is that it says apparently. Apparently means apparently. It doesn't mean it was brought. Success or failure brought by luck. Or whatever. It says apparently brought by chance rather than through one's own actions. So if you want to, if everyone, you know, listening and all these people, if everybody wants to believe that they're either lucky or unlucky, go for it. Like, please go for it. But I won't agree with it. For me, I think the question is bullshit. Not because the person's bullshit. I just think we should not be relying on luck, and we should definitely not be thinking we're unlucky. And the reason is, by definition, it's apparently something that happens and we don't even know. And it's like, wait, like that's like basically to me, that's like saying, and especially in business, I would say even in life and career to a great extent, like you're not sitting here like just going through some motions and hoping to be lucky. It's like the same as like hope. Some founder used hope with me this morning and said, I hope. I'm like, really? You hope? You hope? That's the same as luck to me. It's like, I want to get lucky. Okay, how are you going to get lucky? Oh, you're going to do some things. Well, then that's not luck.
See, this is an interesting one. I don't think about luck a lot, right? Or I think about it not at all, to be honest. So that's why I was like, I don't have any example. I'm sure there are some if I thought about it, but it's not really a word. It's not really active in my vocabulary, and it's not in my mental model of how I explain things and how I think about things. It doesn't play a big role in there. I do think that gratitude plays a large role. Appreciation. I do feel blessed at times. I am very thankful for a lot of blessings of life. I wouldn't say that that's luck, but you know, I've had a lot of there's a genetic, you know, lottery ticket that I picked, you know, in terms of my health and my family and in which part on this globe I was born. And there are a bunch of things that I don't think I played a determinant part in creating. But so luck is not really a big part of it, but gratitude is. And I don't believe that everything, growing up, I think I was much more black and white in believing that people are completely and 1,000% responsible for everything they have, all the good and the bad. And I still feel responsible for everything in my life. But I kind of grant the right that some people might have been dealt much worse cards than others. So this, you know, life isn't really fair. So it's not like a super equal playing ground. But the thing to me, if you think about luck a lot, you inevitably also have to look at the other side of the coin, which is there a better word than unluck or unlucky, unfortunate? What is that?
No.
Word? No, right?
No, not no. Like there is no... there isn't a better word than you're lucky or you're unlucky.
Yeah, that's interesting because in the German language and in Greek, there is a distinct different word for unluck. So it's not the negation of the word luck. It's just a totally different word in both these languages. It's funny.
I mean, typically we would say like bad luck or good luck.
Bad luck or good luck. Interesting.
Right?